to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, May 15th, 2022, by the Reverend Chip Dissinger.
I was going to talk about Peter's step-by-step discussion of what he saw on the linen sheet that came down from heaven. I think that's a fascinating story and image. But as I was at home last night about 9 o'clock, I saw the news that came out of Buffalo. And I think that I need to maybe speak a moment on that first. And I found this is the way that Holy Scripture works, is that it relates directly to that incident. We don't know exactly what the details are or were. It's going to take some time. But I do know that there are people that are deeply, deeply grieving this time. Not only people in Buffalo that have lost loved ones, they've lost coworkers. They've been traumatized so badly, I can't imagine going back to work in that spot ever again. But what came to me is really the important thing last night, and when I was thinking about talking with you today, was offering prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for the sunshine we have here. We also have heavy hearts for what happened yesterday, in the loss of life, in the wounding, and in the loss of faith and goodness that took place in Buffalo yesterday. We ask that your blessings are poured out upon those who are injured. We ask that you bring the souls of those who died into your eternal kingdom, and everyone who feels a loss and a deep sense of sadness, we ask that you be with us, hear our prayer, and bless us with your presence. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. So Peter is going upstairs to fix himself something to eat, and he sees a sheet, falls into a trance, which I was thinking at first probably was a dream, but I never found anyone say that he was falling asleep. It was a trance. And so he sees this linen sheet being lowered down from heaven. It's got to be big because it has creatures of every kind on it. It has some birds, reptiles, it has mammals with hoofs. It's pretty specific about some of the animals. And God says to Peter, "Peter, get up and kill and eat." And Peter says, "By no means, Lord. I've never had anything profane that has entered my body." And the Lord answers back by saying, "Anything that has been blessed, you shall not call profane." And this goes on three times. I love the fact that when Peter's describing the incident later in our reading today, he describes it. He says, "I'm going to make it real simple for you. I'm going to tell you 1, 2, 3 what happened." So, you know, I was thinking about that. What does it mean when something is profaned? And something that's profaned, as we think about it in this context, is something that has been set aside as holy is being taken down and disregarded and treated very poorly. So the horrible incident yesterday that happened really has no real understanding or rationalization. The people there were, as children of God, were just profane. I think that that's the best way I can think about that. Is that the action that was taken profaned God's goodness there by taking people's lives and by spreading terror in this world. In John's gospel today, Jesus says, little children, he calls the disciples little children. And when I think of something that's pure, that's been purified, I think of children. They've not yet been through the rough and tumble of the world. He said, little children, I won't see you for much longer. And God is becoming glorified through me. God's glorified. God glorifies me. And I will be with God in glory. Jesus is saying goodbye. I think what he finishes with is really the crux of the whole matter. He says, love one another. He says, I give you this new commandment to love one another. And when I offer prayer, it is so that we will love one another. Not only will that help to prevent some of the actions that promote profanity and terror in this world, but it also helps us to act with kindness and justice and mercy. Because even though we have situations where the laws of God, the laws of the land have been broken, we are still called upon to bring mercy and to pray for those who violated God's goodness. So I know that, I mean, I wish that we could meet here every day this coming week to talk about feelings and some of the fears that we have after an incident like this takes place. But I hope that you will, in your own time, with your own family or whomever you gather with, take the time to understand how you feel and some of the fears, some of the concerns, some of the anger, some of the hatred that you may feel. And take that to God in prayer through Jesus. Amen.